Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Both candidates for mayor of Boston tried to win the affections of the city's business leaders this morning. City Councilor John Connolly and State Rep Marty Walsh took questions at the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce, and WBUR political reporter Fred Tice was there.
The business community has largely stayed on the sidelines of the mayoral race. Neither candidate has obvious ties to business. But the ballroom at the Copley Plaza was packed with business leaders eager to hear what the candidates had to say. John Connolly has not done well getting the endorsement of his former rivals.
Well, I feel like the way it's going, all of my rivals are going to endorse my opponent by the end of this race.
So you're going to have a big pull?
Marty Walsh has racked up the support of former state representative Charlotte Golar Ritchie, city councilor at large Felix Arroyo, and the former director of the Dudley Street Neighborhood Initiative, John Barrows. But it was Connolly who got the question about whether he would form a team of rivals in his cabinet if he's elected.
I would absolutely reach out to some of my former opponents.
Connolly also promised to spend more time than Mayor Tom Menino has at the State House, lobbying for money for public transportation.
And I'm going to spend a whole lot of time up at the State House, and it may be, to the expense of some time, that would be spent in the neighborhoods.
Connolly told the business leaders he would focus on money for three public transportation projects.
Then we've got to go up there and talk about how we can get the maintenance done on the existing subway fleet, how we can have a real investment in bus rapid transit, and that's what's going to be key for the seaport.
Connolly also wants to push for diesel multiple unit trains, which are trains composed of diesel powered cars.
As we're going to test it on the Fairmount line, I think we need to think about how we could get DMUs running the inner core on all of the commuter rail lines that go into Boston, and there we could functionally create the equivalent of four new light rail lines.
For Marty Walsh, the union leader, this breakfast could be seen as a bit of a foray to persuade business leaders that they could trust him. But Walsh began his address with a salute to the people serving the breakfast.
I just want to also, before I begin, thank all of the wait staff that's here today, the waiters and waitresses for their hard work in this hotel. Thank you.
Unite Here Local 26, the hospitality workers union that includes workers at the Copley Plaza, where the breakfast was, has endorsed Walsh. Walsh proposed to get Boston's colleges and universities involved in teaching English and other courses to immigrants and former prison inmates.
We have many high schools in this city that close at 3 o'clock. And we have colleges and universities in this city that do some great things as well. I would like to take the colleges and universities and ask them to set up adult programs in these schools at night.
Walsh said he would allow colleges and universities to establish these programs as part of the payments in lieu of taxes they make to the city.
I would view that expansion into the neighborhoods as a pilot payment.
John Fish, the chairman and CEO of Suffolk Construction, said the business community still wants to hear more details from the candidates about how they will achieve their goals. Fish has been very engaged in the life of the city during the Menino administration. He has, for example, come forward to help fund school sports. But he still finds himself not quite certain where he stands between these two candidates.
I really want to understand not the high-level conversations about crime, housing, and education. I want to understand a little bit deeper of what are we going to do specifically about crime, knowing we get some financial constraints to deal with it. What are we actually going to do about affordable housing in the city of Boston because of the challenge we have of the high cost of living? And what are we going to do on the educational system?
Fish says he would like to hear more from the candidates about extending the school year.
I'm a strong proponent of saying, how do we keep these kids in school 11 months a year? How do we avoid that summer melt? How do we take a leadership role in the country, okay, and having our kids really feel good, okay, about the opportunities they can achieve in the classroom? And if we're limiting ourselves to 8.5 or 7.5 months a year, we're not going to be the continued leaders in education in the world.
Walsh predicted that, in the end, he would win the support of Boston's business community precisely because of his experience negotiating union contracts.
Because people understand the challenges facing this city of Boston. They understand when it comes to contracts, I am the right person to deal with the contracts.
Walsh acknowledged that most people at the breakfast probably don't even live in Boston, but he said those water cooler conversations are important. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.